1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A happy Thursday. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. Busy show today. We've got Game and Fish in. A lot of people buzzing about the deer lottery that is out. A lot of people buzzing about what's going on in Minnesota with, as of midnight last night, a lot of marriages started taking place between same-sex couples. Is that an issue? Is it? I give you an issue on the semantics, but the rest of it, not so much. And just for our buddy Larry, who probably doesn't want to talk about this, but the WikiLeaks guy, NSA leaker Edward Snowden, has been granted asylum in Russia. So he left the airport finally.
Or as I like to call him, loose lips. He evidently didn't hear that.
He's out of the airport.
Growing up, loose lips sink ships. He evidently didn't hear that.
Yeah.
He's been granted asylum for, I guess, a year, right, by Russia. So another slap in the face to the U.S. From the Russians by the...
What I don't understand is why a year? Why would you just do it for a year as opposed to doing it long-term or just saying no?
Who knows how long they've done it. There's been another leak, by the way, so probably connect the dots there as well. The issue you first brought up on Minnesota now becoming the 13th state to legalize same-sex marriage as a native Minnesotan, although I've lived a lot longer in North Dakota than I have in Minnesota. My life started as a Minnesotan. It's a sad day. It's a sad day that the state has joined a handful of others that think that they know better than thousands of years of precedence on what defines a marriage as being between one man and one woman. And it's sort of sad when it becomes a circus like this, too. Can you imagine getting married in a room with, 17 other couples and TV cameras and, the circus atmosphere of this?
I mean, you didn't have to get married in that room at midnight last night. But why is it a sad day, Scott? And I'll weigh in on this in a minute. Why is it a sad day to you?
It's a sad day because marriage is not for us as humans to redefine, number one. Number two, Minnesota now says, no, marriage can be between a man and a man, a girl and a girl. And what's next behind it? They've decided to join the ranks that defy history, and that makes me sad.
It's a word.
It's an institution.
It's a word. Now, the institution is called marriage, and I will agree with you 100%. That is defined by centuries of tradition. But pick a different word. If it was a different word, whatever the word was, then you'd be fine with same-sex unions, right?
I believe that we all are given a free will, and it is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and freedom is our greatest asset, right? So individuals that choose to engage in civil unions, if they choose to engage in a relationship with a same-sex partner, it's America. That's a choice they can make. I don't personally agree with it. I think it's wrong, and I think that's pretty clear. I think marriage is And by the way, this is one thing that I think those of us on the culture warrior side that do take offense to these things don't do enough explaining. I mean, same-sex marriage and that whole debate sucks so much oxygen out of the debate when we're really talking about a very small percentage of people. Even among homosexual couples, just a very small percentage want to marry, right? So what we ought to do is say, look, to engage in a relationship outside of marriage is wrong. Man and woman, man and man. So in that sense, I'm just trying to be consistent here. But it's a circus. It's a cause, and that's to me rather
sure. It's the squeaky wheel scenario. Because you're right, it is a very small percentage, but they should be afforded the same legal ramifications of being in a long-term committed relationship as before God and as before. The laws of the state in which they're married, they should be afforded those rights. If somebody's together for 25 years and something tragic happens to one of the partners and they're in a committed relationship, they should have the same rights as somebody that was in a traditional non-same-sex marriage. And what I get wound up on a little bit on this is people get hung up on a word. Now, the institution of marriage, that's defined by heterosexual couples being married. There's tradition in there. There's centuries of it there. Infringing on that word.
It's a pretty
infringing
important
on the word.
If it's the institution. It's the institution. It's and again, it's part of the agenda. I just think it's a sad day. Obviously, you think live and let live, and we'll let listeners decide who's right on this one at 800-228-0550. Another North Dakota law on abortion challenged in court yesterday, and a Cass County judge has blocked what I think is that this is an odd one to me, but because regardless of your opinion on abortion, you, I think, would want the best health care for individuals who choose to have that procedure. And this particular law says, look, let's make sure anybody that is licensed to perform an abortion in North Dakota has admitting privileges to a hospital. Because if you go to a facility where they're performing an abortion and something goes wrong, you would want that continuing care with that individual to come along, wouldn't you? Isn't that,
well,
isn't,
Scott,
isn't that basic
Scott,
health care?
That does sound better than the reality of the situation. And let's get into on that in a minute, but because we got John on the line on Highway 2 traveling. Where are you at, John?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, John, where are you at today on Highway 52?
Oh, by Pheasant area here.
Well, safe travels today. What's on your mind?
All this gay marriage thing. I just think they should just keep it Minnesota and just let them live it out. That's all. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. John Lennon Stanley is next. Yeah, so we're going to put John and Mike in. Thank you, John. Len in Stanley, you're next on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550 on the news of the day.
Yeah, this is Len. I was just thinking that I disagree with Steve. He was saying that there's nothing wrong with same-sex marriages if they call it some other institution. But that's entirely against the Word of God, which our laws are based on, the Bible, and it's a sin, and I believe that we need to keep it as a sin, and our laws should reflect what the Bible teaches in that regard. This is a Christian nation, and we respect the laws and the religions of all nations as long as they can conform to the basics of the Bible, which most religions are originally based on.
John, let me ask you a question. Is it your job to throw stones?
You know, it is our job to lay down the law when it's necessary, and that's what the laws, all laws are based on. It's not throwing stones.
Now, John, me as a Christian,
Lynn destroyed because they disobeyed the laws of God with fire and brimstone. And that, you know, if we don't uphold those laws, then that's what God destroys entire nations because of that.
Me as a Christian, my faith, I'm taught forgiveness and
we
have some latitude, and it's not my job to judge. It's God's job to judge.
There is forgiveness for people that fall into these deepest of sins. There is forgiveness for murders, which our laws of the land don't necessarily always forgive. There's punishment that's beyond what God's law requires forgiveness in the New Testament when we have repented of our sin. But what I'm saying is there is a difference. If we don't repent of our sin and we don't uphold the laws of the land, then that law comes upon us as a nation. So we need to uphold what God teaches in the Bible, in the Old and New Testament.
Len, good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Steve says live and let live. It's just a word. Don't worry about it. I say it's a sad day in Minnesota. What do you say? And anything else on your mind? This is just one on the topic of many we're tossing out there for you today. John at Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Oh, you know, talking about the gay marriage, the one thing I've struggled with is, you know, I've looked for an acronym for gays because the one thing I've really struggled with is the word gay. I mean, in the 1950s, I used that as an adjective to describe how I felt. And they stole the word and made it a noun. And yesterday I finally came up with an acronym so they wouldn't use a word. I was going to call it BICS, Biologically Impossible Couples.
Well, I mean, that's, I mean, that, That's the core of this. That's what I always come back to. One reason why this doesn't make sense, and it's families, because without a man and a woman, you don't have families. That's why marriage is marriage. You know,
no, you can have a family, Scott. You're just not going to have a biologically viable continuation of the genetic pool.
No, I'm saying, but you're right. There are families.
Can I interrupt?
You can. I want to know what's on your mind.
Well, the other, you know, I disagree totally with the topic of gays, but it revolts me. But, you know, then I had a nephew that was gay, and he did die at age 51. But, you know, when that...
John, hang on a second. We got a hard break here. We'll let you finish on the other side of the break. Others want to weigh in as well. We'll continue.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hillen. Your call's welcome today, 800-228-0550, as in every day. We want to know what's on your mind, 701-258-0550. Next hour, folks from Game and Fish will be here. North Dakota's Deer Gun Lottery has been held. Individual results are available online at the state Game and Fish website. 44,000 applicants unsuccessful. Ooh! So we'll talk about that. Also, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann going to join us for a few minutes at the end of the hour, next hour. She has been one individual that's agreed with a lot of our listeners who want more fight on Obamacare, more fight on immigration reform, and less go along to get along. So we'll give you an update from someone that obviously, a lot of our listeners agree with on the program
today.
This hour, right now,
I need to throw this out right now because I did not get a deer tag either. Anybody that's got extra venison or venison sausage, if they're successful this year, if you got leftovers, you can send them to K-Fire. I'll be here because I'm going to miss out this year.
There you go. All right, back to the calls here. John in Grand Forks, you were mentioning something about your nephew passing away before the break. We'll let you finish that story and then keep rolling with the other callers who want to weigh in here. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'll be quick. The only thing was had a nephew, and as time went on, it turned out he was gay. And I disagree with the whole concept, but all of a sudden it was like, I still love the kid the way he was when he was a little kid. And that produced a dilemma, but you gotta love them, but you can certainly disagree with their sexual preference.
Of course. That's a very good point, John. I have a gay sister. Do I love her? Of course I do. You know, and I could sit down face to face with her at the dinner table and say, I love you, Nancy, right? Of course I do. Okay. But you also know that I believe in every fiber of my being that the marriage was not intended to be between a man. I know. I respect that. So, but love is the first thing. I couldn't agree with you anymore because I think often.
Yeah, well, the next time you talk to her, call her a bitch.
I'm not sure we need any new acronyms, John, but I appreciate the call.
Talk to you later.
Can I buy a vowel? Thank you, John. Let's go to Craig in Moorhead. What's on your mind today, Craig?
Good morning. There's an interesting side note to all this. Did you hear what the Mayo Clinic is doing now? And I hope every other company does the same. Right now, it's because it wasn't legal in Minnesota, you could name your life partner, and that life partner could get benefits if you worked at the Mayo Clinic and a lot of other corporations in Minnesota. Now that you have the right to get married, you have to get married first if you want that life partner to have benefits. And I think that's fantastic. They're in the same boat as the rest of us.
Absolutely.
And
I did not know that.
That's key here because, we can't just say, Leroy is my life partner, give him my benefits. We have to get married. So there you go. And because of that alone, I want this to be nationwide. So it forces people to get married, whether they're gay, straight, or whatever. That's my feeling.
In my view, that shreds the time-honored definition of what marriage is. And again, let's use the Mayo Clinic example, Craig. If the Mayo Clinic said, okay, if you're in a civil union, we're going to allow you, benefits. You can accomplish the same thing without denigrating what marriage has stood for since the beginning of time.
The thing is, so you want to call it something different. I can agree with that. But they still have to do steps. Well, now they have to get divorced and married like everybody else. I guess I don't have the faith religious thing against it because a lot of things are messed up with religion, let's face it. Whether it be plural marriages and some sects or whatever, we go on and on about stuff I won't even, priests or whatever. But the bottom line is I'm glad that they now have to get married if they want benefits.
So, thanks. Craig, you're saying let them get married and be miserable like every other married couple.
You can put it that way. We'll put it that way.
Speak for yourself.
I'm from a single guy.
Yeah. All right. Mike, along Highway 2 near Tioga, weighing in on this topic. Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the gay subject, too. A lot of things while I've been on hold. You have gay marriage. You also have gay divorce. I was wondering, is gay divorce an oxymoron? Anyway.
I never looked at it that way.
Yeah, you've got me scratching my head here, Mike. Sorry.
It is just a word, but it's the gay contingent that wants to change the definition of that word rather than have it called something else. And I think it's just simply because they want to stick a thumb in the eye of the traditionalists and normalize homosexuality. I don't know of a single person that I know of that wouldn't agree that they should have a civil union and have the same financial rights as anybody else. But they just want to change. They're the ones that want to change the meaning of that word.
It's the traditionalist word, and they have the right to that word, right?
Right. Exactly. So if they want to have unions, they should call it something else. should be on them to come up with a different word.
Well, they don't want that, though. This is about an agenda. This is about in your face. I mean, how else do 18 people get into and I don't know how many others there were like this across Minnesota last night, but, at midnight it became official. And, in one Moorhead courtroom, they got 18 couples there at midnight.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's a moment to remember. My gosh. All right. Thanks for the phone call. We got full phones, and we got to get them in before the bottom
of
the hour.
Mike.
Thanks you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Gerard on Highway 85.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Great show.
Thank you. What's on your mind today?
I think this thing on gay marriage, they're not going to stop. If they get every state in the union to go for this, they're not going to stop. They don't stop on anything. Two men can't produce a baby. Two women can't produce a baby. And they're fighting to the death to keep their right to kill a baby. Sounds like a war on babies to me.
A war on common sense. I weep for my home state of Minnesota. That's how we brought this up. Steve and I differed on it. Steve kind of said, no, live and let live. And I'm saying it's a sad day that Minnesota's joined a handful of other states in this camp as of today. And we're just asking if you agree or disagree. All opinions welcome here.
They've taken God out of the schools, and then they're wondering why we got such high crime. They're doing everything they can to get rid of what this country was founded on.
Who's them?
Well, mostly the liberals, The liberals, and I see it, conservatives are doing this. Conservatives try to protect the Constitution. These people don't like the Constitution. Obama's has given speeches before elected about this, how he doesn't like the Constitution.
I'll take the bait from Steve, though. I think we're a part of this as well. Even look what passes for okay on network television that anybody can watch these days. I mean, I think we're lowering the bar. We're allowing it in a lot of ways. Obviously, some of us are drawing a line on the time-honored tradition of marriage, but I do think the culture in general, I agree with Gerard. Appreciate the call. Jamie Selfridge, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jamie.
I agree completely that words have meaning, and marriage is a sacrament. Now, if they want to call it something else, I'm all for that. But a sacrament is something religious to me. When I stood up before God and my husband, I made a commitment. That's marriage. The people that are wanting these unions or gays and lesbians to be married, they want us to somehow accept them as a marriage. I don't. I have my right to believe it's wrong. And
Jamie, hold over the break. We'll come back to that on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website. GTMWT.com or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, inviting you to weigh in on the debate. We want to know what's on your mind. Jamie, sorry about the break, but I wanted to let you finish on what your point is on the sanctity of the word marriage.
Yeah, it's a sacrament. Now, I had my kids circumcised and I didn't call it a bris. And you won't find me saying, no, I want it to be called a bris, not a circumcision, because I want to be like the Jews. I want to have the same rights as the Jews or whatever. Marriage is a sacrament. It's in the church. They can call it whatever they want, and I have no problem with that. But words have meaning, and we need to understand the reason they want that word is because they want it to mean the same thing, which means it's sanctified by God, and it is not.
Can I ask you a question completely unrelated to this topic, Jamie?
Sure.
What's the best thing about Selfridge, North Dakota? I've never been there.
About what?
About your town, Selfridge. What's the
Breckenridge is my town.
Oh, you're in Breckenridge. I thought you were in Selfridge. Okay. I thought you were down there by the South Dakota border. So you're calling from Breckenridge.
Yep.
All right. We had that wrong from our call screener.
That's
no problem,
right.
Jamie. What's the best part of Breckenridge? And you can tell me about what you like about Breckenridge. Since you're...
Well, it's a good hometown, and we have the Wapton Zoo. That's wonderful, just right across the river.
The Chahinkapa.
Someone say that a few times. Chahinkapa Zoo. Good place. Love the monkeys. Thank you, Jamie. Tom in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, thanks for having me on the air, Scott. I've got a couple of questions for your partner there. If two men and two women love each other and should get married, how about two men and one woman? If they have formed a bond and they love each other and they want to get married, should they be allowed to? Should two women and one man, if they all love each other, should they be allowed to get married? Should a man be allowed to marry a 15-year-old? Age of consent is 16, 14-year-old, 13-year-old. There are several countries overseas where the age of consent is 12. Should a man be allowed to marry a boy or a girl at those ages? And then finally, if, you know, along with your line of thinking there, should something like prostitution be legal? Shouldn't it be legal? I mean, people pay, it's a mutually acceptable thing on both parties, financial transaction. What's wrong with allowing all these things to happen? I'm just interested in what Scott has to say about that. Well, this is
Steve, but...
I'm sorry. Steve.
That's okay, Tom. If you go back to Pioneer days, if you were 13, you were probably an old maid, first of all. Second of all, no, that's not the law as far as age, and children are not the topic of discussion here. Thirdly, whatever the relationship is, it's got nothing to do with marriage, or the construct of marriage is defined by the legal system of the state. It's one individual and one individual.
Why does it have to be one
community
individual?
Well, you could say a community wants to get married, and that goes back to monogamy rather than marriage or civil unions. And that's a different topic.
But Steve, you don't realize that even 20 years ago, all the arguments that you just gave or alluded to were for homosexuals getting married. No, you go back 30, 40 years ago, nobody would believe it. When I called last week, I believe it was, and I told you about the legislator that I knew who had served a long, long time. His first year was 1966. Everybody on both sides said homosexuality is wrong. There were sodomy laws in all 50 states. Everybody agreed. It was terrible. So the question I have for you is, don't you feel that this is going to progress now to two men, one woman, two women, one man, lower the age of consent? Why wouldn't it?
I don't think it will, and it doesn't
affect
me.
You don't think it will?
Now, let me ask you this, Tom. 10 years ago, there wasn't horizontal fracking. I think we shouldn't do that either. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there wasn't microsurgery that could save your life if you had a brain bleed or a heart issue. We probably shouldn't do those surgeries then either because they didn't exist back then. So what's new now, the new norm now isn't good, right? Is
well,
that the case?
If homosexual marriages would result in people's lives being saved or pumping more oil out of the ground, we'd have a completely different argument. But, of course, they don't. It's the perversion of our culture that we're talking about. And what the question I have for you, and not only you, but others that, you know, might make the same arguments, is what is to keep this from growing into the areas that I have just mentioned and beyond? There's countries that don't have a problem with prostitution. There's countries that don't have a problem with lowering the age of consent to 12. I think the Netherlands, if I remember right, the age of consent is 12. It is absolutely not a problem. So once you get on the path we're on, what is to keep anything from being legal? From any type of what we used to call perversions from becoming prevalent in our culture? That's a question I have for you.
Well, the other question is, who defines perversion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, seriously,
well,
who defines
pornography? Who defines all these things? It's a common belief that originates out of the Bible and out of Christianity as to what is right and what is wrong.
And I would argue...
Are you saying there is no right and wrong? Everybody makes up their own right and wrong?
Let me just get my two cents in here, if I could. Marriage is not for us to redefine. It's not a human thing we can go, that's the... there's
absolutely
a biblical definition that has been... So this is a silly argument. It's not ours to... And again, it's part of that agenda. Tom, appreciate the call. I've got to keep moving. I've got a lot of calls waiting. Mike in Bismarck, you're next. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, sirs. How's your morning looking?
Good, sir.
I just want to weigh in on the facts as I've always been taught them. I started reading the dictionary when I was in fourth grade. The dictionary is a list of meanings for the words. You want to make a new word or you want to change a definition, you need to make a new word to accommodate that definition. The existing definitions are supposed to be a standard. They should be left the bloody snot alone. You want to make a new thing? Make your new thing. Identify it as such. You put a new word on your new thing. Yes, there's going to be new technologies and all kinds of new whatnots in the future. We need to define them specifically. We don't need to mush it in with everything else, thus diluting our fact base, which is what people learn from. All you're going to do is, like you said about disrupting the mindset of the country, is by diluting all the words with additional meanings that really don't apply sincerely, you're going to just mess things up.
The color blue is blue, and it should stay blue. If there's a new color, then call it a new color.
Exactly, exactly. And that ain't so darn hard. I mean, they come up with Farbig Nugent on a commercial. They make a computer thing, and they name that new computer thing Joe Schmeisenmeiser because he's the one who made it. That has a new word now. Now you have a new thing and a new word for that thing. So, yes, the standard should be, as such, a standard. Look up the word standard. That's there for a reason, just like the word conspiracy is there because conspiracies exist. You want to do something different, identify it as such so people know what in the heck you're talking about.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. Let's move on to Leonard in Dickinson. Leonard, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just want to make a comment. I'm 74 years old, and I've never met a man that I wanted to marry. Thank you.
Good for you, Leonard.
You know, the wisdom of the Northern Plains is one of the great joys of my day in and day out, from Dickinson to Breckenridge and everywhere in between.
That kind of goes back to my point, though. It's not affecting Leonard, so should Leonard really care? Now, the semantics of it, the definition of the term marriage, I think that's a long-standing tradition that belongs where it's at. But
we asked that very question on our Facebook page. We said, all right, Scott says, it's a sad day in Minnesota. Steve says, live and let live, and if it doesn't affect you, don't worry about it. Who's right? Tom says, God's right, and those who violate what is right, what our founders called the laws of nature, are on the road to destruction. Kathleen says, sad day. Laurel says, who's right? God is. Susan says, live and let live. She's with Steve. Everyone has the right to pursue happiness, period. If you don't like it, don't do it. This is caveman mentality. Live your life and let others do the same. Bill says, sad day. Shame on Minnesota. What else do we have here? Trying to get some others here. Farfisa says, I think life is hard enough without worrying about the gender of the person you fall in love with. David says, not necessarily in favor of it, but we have a lot more important things to worry about. Which, by the way, prompted a different question for our audience. What is the most important issue facing North Dakota today? Which helps guide us on this program. So I have a long list there, but we have other calls waiting. We'll come back to those in a moment. Always appreciate your comments, by the way. What'sonyourmindradio.com brings you to our Facebook page or to follow us on Twitter. Adam in Beach, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I was just calling about regarding gay marriage and homosexual marriage. You know, marriage is a religious, from the foundation of time, it was a religious thing. But when it comes to how it affects people today, and when two homosexual people get married, the reason for marriage is because of two reasons. One, to perpetuate and to grow a family, and because you want to spend the rest of your life together because you love each other. So family and love, two homosexual individuals cannot perpetuate a family unless they adopt it. The second thing is love. So you're defining marriage. People can get married because of the reason of love. When I was in college, there was a court case, and I remember because I went through law, where a man wanted to marry his horse because he loved his horse. Now, when it comes to an employee, obviously it was thrown out at the time, but like the previous caller said, you say a lot of things that seem incredibly far-fetched right now. Well, 30, 40 years ago, things are happening now that if you would have said they were going to happen back then, you'd be called a crazy. That's insane. But they're happening today. What's to stop somebody who says down the road, when we start moving the bar and moving the line of where things are at, somebody saying, you know what, I absolutely love my car, I'm going to marry my car, but they're your employee. Now you're having, you have benefits. Now they can claim that car as dependent. Now you have to pay insurance for that car or for that whatever, all on the grounds of that you've decided that us as a society has decided to make marriage only because of love.
Wow, great points. Adam, appreciate the call. Good common sense in Beach, North Dakota.
Hello,
Sam and Minot. Sam and Sue and Minot. Two separate calls and a call from Grand Forks. Mark waiting to weigh in when we come back on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. We'll continue after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, Call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Studio, what's on your mind, radio.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennett. Weigh in on the debate. We want to know what's on your mind. Temps around the region. Bismarck, Mandan 60 this hour. Williston 67. Dickinson 66. Minot 64. In Jamestown at 64. Devil's Lake 64. Grand Forks 69. Fargo 67. Billings, Montana 66. Miles City 62. And Mobridge 70. Lemon, South Dakota 64. And in Selfridge, North Dakota, it is 62. And Scott, I know what my favorite thing about Selfridge is. It's the prairie dog hunting down there. Or shooting, actually. You don't hunt prairie dogs. You shoot prairie dogs.
Good. I want to go to every town in the Northern Plains. That's my goal in life. That's on my bucket list. See? So when I see some of these towns that come up here, and there's one on the board right now, Glenfield. We're going to go to Glenfield in a minute. I want to know about Glenfield, too. So I always like to ask a little bit about these towns. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Only about 5 minutes left in this segment, so we're going to ask everybody to get to the point quickly if they could, and we'll just kind of keep going without much commentary from us because we want to know what's on your mind. Sam in Minot.
Go.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. You know, things change. I remember when the big smoking issue was going on. Everybody's rights just being violated. Well, kind of the same thing's going on right now with the gay marriage issue. So things change. And I know for a fact that gay and lesbian people are born that way. I have a gay niece. I knew her since she was born. She'd love to be straight. I don't think people want to be gay, but they have no choice. And, you know, God plays a role in this, too, but the only place God comes in is he made people gay. I don't think it's a learned lifestyle. So, if one thing, I think the whole country is going to be gay marriage sooner or later.
I will quickly interject. I had a conversation one time with a member of the ministry who did a little counseling in this area. And his statistics were such that the vast majority of individuals who were gay had some form of abuse at some point in their life. So, you know, and I know there's we could debate this topic alone for hours. I just wanted to let you know there's another opinion out there on that issue, Sam. But appreciate your call very much. Who's next?
Thank you, Sam. Sue in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you had a secondary question here about what was the most important thing in North Dakota.
We did.
I don't think it is a thing. I think it's an attitude. And what's going to help or hurt us the most is the way we choose to act. It's indifference. We cast to act. We can't just sit by and let everybody else do things. And that's whether it's oil or whether it's gay marriage. And on the gay marriage thing, my upbringing is such that is a totally wrong lifestyle. But if that is the way people want to be, I'm not going to condemn them. I do not believe that marriage is going to be the right issue. If they have been living together many years as a couple, they should be entitled to receive the house that they paid for upon the death of a spouse. You know, things like that.
I agree with you there, and I think most people do. And unfortunately, that's not enough to have those issues solved. Right? They want more. They want to redefine marriage for you and I, Sue. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Greg in Glenfield. Tell me the best thing about Glenfield first of all, so we don't forget to ask you that.
It is so darn small that most people drive by it, and that's just fine by me. So, I will try to make this a lot shorter than I originally intended to. I asked a Democrat liberal friend about gay marriage. That's great. I said, well, what about polygamy? No, you can't do that. That's wrong in the Bible. And I said, well, gay marriage is too. Well, yeah, but, and then I said, well, okay, if it's supposed to be just between two people, what about an incestuous marriage? And, well, no, you can't do that neither. And I guess I'm just expecting that if gay marriage goes through all over the place, then polygamy will be the next thing. And then really it's just opening the floodgates and society is going to just be knocked down and lousy as a result. And we're going to have a really crappy place to live.
Thanks for the phone call. Adultery, you're not supposed to do that, but a lot of people do it. Let's go to Dan in Valley City. Two more quick calls in here. Dan, what's on your mind?
Hi, say, define your obligations almost as much as your rights. For instance, it wasn't your right to inherit as much as your man's obligation to support his family. Anybody born of his wife was his child, regardless if it was his biological child or not. And then you turn around and anyone who had relations with that man didn't inherit through the rule because the laws of the bastard, he didn't allow inheritance. We've changed that in the last century or so. So what is this? Is this just an expansion of entitlements? Because once upon a time when we created Social Security and it was a survivor's benefit, it was for widows and children. Now it's going to be people that really don't need the support, who didn't have to raise a family, and if they adopted, they've already proven or established to a court that they are able to raise a child with any financial assistance. And that's not, you have an advantage if you're biological. You don't have to prove that, but you do
child, whether you're heterosexual or gay.
Dan, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Mark, I'll give you 10 seconds here. Unfortunately, we're run up against the clock. Give me your headline.
That's an attack on the founding principles of our country, meaning we're given rights by a creator and we're founded on majority rule, meaning federal and state legislatures.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the call. Up against the clock. Got to go game and fish next hour, folks.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.